Hello, everyone. You're listening to America Meditating Radio. We collect wisdom, inspire each other, and empower hearts on demand 24/7. I'm Sister Jenna, host of the syndicated America Meditating Radio. Join us as we talk one-on-one with leading experts who answer life's most compelling questions, because in a world of uncertainty, we need answers right here, right now. America Meditating Radio, a show for everyone to learn more about this amazing thing called life. Om Shanti, everyone. Welcome to America Meditating Radio. I'm your host, Sister Jenna. We're broadcasting from the beautiful Meditation Museum in the nation's capital. And if you happen to be in town, please make it a thing on your list to do. It is a space that you can enter into to really feel your thoughts and your divinity and your power more. The new norm right now is refueling yourself. This is the new norm that we're pushing out there, because it's a time in which the world is becoming so charged with such anxiety that we're going to need a lot of inner power and a lot of awakening. So welcome to our 7 days marathon of awakening with our wonderful sister from India, Sister Shivani, who came to the northeast coast of America to offer some wisdom and thoughts and ideas, organized by our centers on the east coast of the Brahma Kumaris, with the good wishes of our spiritual pillar here, Sister Mohini. Each of these shows are actually voices and experiences from events that the Brahma Kumaris organized in their towns. Thousands of people attended, and thousands of people left in silence. So just to give you a little bit of an idea, it was the opening of a wonderful opportunity for America to hear more about the beautiful work of an organization that is definitely quietly turning things around in a very positive way. And this show today will be about awakening to love and forgiveness with Sister Shivani. So please know that these are kind of raw and unedited versions, but you will still be able to grasp the content of the conversation and the wisdom and the practical tools that she'll be able to share with you. To keep in touch with us to know more about what's happening on the show, please go to our YouTube site on America Meditating and also to our website, www.americameditating.org. We're about to launch our new CD, Inclusion Revolution. It's time for us to come together. It's time for us to live as people collectively. It's time for us to understand the power and the resistance and the power of the remedy and to be fearless. Those were just some of the titles of this Meditation Groove CD that I'm exploring. And it's a whole new norm for me too. And I hope that you'll enjoy it. It's a CD that I want you to play on Saturday morning when you're cleaning up around the house, or you're in your car driving from one meeting to another and you want to get inspired and a little bit internally pumped up. And it's just a CD that you want to listen to when you're going for a power run or a power walk, or just that groove. You know, you might be at a little lounge and you're just hearing this playing. It's like my version of a Buddha bar. So I hope that you'll also enjoy listening to my little promo snippet of Inclusion Revolution, and stay tuned. It's going to be launched on iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby, and much more. So without any further ado, I'm going to give you a sneak preview on Inclusion Revolution, and stay tuned for Awakening to Love and Forgiveness with Sister Shivani. You're listening to America Meditating Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Your thoughts, your good wishes, your love means everything to us.
E Pluribus Unum is not meant to suggest that power should be consolidated into a single individual, but rather that power is innately possessed by every individual, which makes up a single collective.
Hello, I am Dr. Margaret Fitzpatrick, president of St. Thomas Aquinas College, a vibrant, student-centered institution located in the New York City metropolitan area. St. Thomas Aquinas College provides a quality education in our schools of arts and science, business, and education. Enroll at St. Thomas Aquinas College, where we promote social responsibility through community engagement and create responsible citizens and leaders. Visit us at www.stac.edu.
We've just been hearing about the wonderful service that the Brahma Kumaris have been doing for the last 20 years in Washington. But every angel that came up on stage and shared their experience was not talking about what they heard, but were talking about what they felt, the vibration. And so with your permission, can I request the screens to be off so that we're not watching or we're hearing, but we're connecting? Because sometimes we're so busy connected to technology that we miss out on the feeling. The lovely camera that all of us carries nowadays. Capture every scene. And then we like to post it the next day on Facebook. And then we want other people, friends and family, to like what we have posted. Intention is nice, but something to check. Every moment which we are busy capturing on technology, we miss out on capturing the experience here. So we can capture only in one place, either on the phone or on the soul. Which one do you want to capture, on the phone or on the soul? You want other people to like the picture? Or you want to radiate your beauty to that scene and absorb the collective beauty of all these angels who have gathered here today? So let's keep aside our phone, we don't need it. And it's not just for now, it's always. Enjoy the scene. Enjoy absorbing the vibration of the scene and radiate your vibration to the scene rather than looking at the perfection of the scene and the focus of the scene in my camera. Attention can only be on one of them. Let's take a moment of silence. Three very beautiful words we have been listening to. Not just today, but since many days that Sister Jenna sent out the invitation to you. Awakening, love, and forgiveness. And just ask yourself, what does this words mean to me? And bring on the screen of your mind a name, a face, whom you believed was difficult to forgive. See them right now. Believed that I cannot forgive them. I believe that I cannot forget what they have done. I believed that loving them was not possible for me. This was my belief. But today is awakening. A shift. Waking up from my old belief system to a new way of thinking. Waking up to being who I thought I can never be. And look at them, that name, that face. And look into their eyes. And look at that soul. And look at them and say today to them, I forgive you. I forgive you. I understand you. Om Shanti. How many of you had a name and a face on the screen of your mind? Please raise your hands. How many of you had more than one name? And how many of you have heard the line, read the line, and believed the line, it's very difficult to forgive and forget? And some people will say, okay, I can try and forgive, but I can never forget what they did. And friends and families who love us so much, sitting around us and say, obviously, how can you forget what they did? And we say, right now, I can't forget what they did. And so we reaffirm every time, I cannot, I cannot, I cannot. And when we gently say to our mind again and again, I cannot, I cannot, I cannot, my mind says, yes, I cannot, I cannot, I cannot. And then it cannot. And then we walked into the Brahma Kumaris one day, and the first line that I heard was, I am a divine being. I am a being full of love. Love is my nature. Now the question arises, if love is my nature, then forgiveness? If love is my nature, then forgiveness? Then forgiveness is a natural way of living. Then there is no question of whether I can or I cannot. It has to be a natural way of living. But when is it that I'm not able to forgive? Is when I'm hurt. I'm hurt. Something they did was just not what I expected them to do. It's just not which matches my definition of right. I created pain. And when I created pain, I looked at them and I said, you hurt me. Have you ever looked at anybody and in your mind said, you hurt me? Ever said that to anybody? You hurt me? Yes? And when I point my finger, whether it's this finger or it's in my mind, and I say, you hurt me, then the second line that my mind says is, now you heal me. And which means, you need to change. Because it is this about you which hurt me, so now you have to change so that you heal me, and it's only then that I can be happy and full of love and at peace. Some people might agree to change, and some people might not change. And why do they not change? Why do they not change? Even though we plead, please change, please change, please change, I am in pain, please change, they don't change. Why? And these are not people who are neighbors and colleagues, these are people living family, close family, spouse, children, siblings, in-laws, friends. And we're requesting them, please change, I want to be happy. Please change, I want to have a beautiful relationship with you. Please change, I want this energy to be in harmony. And they look at us and they don't change. Why? Why do you feel they don't change? Can't they do that much for us? Have you ever stood in front of someone and said, can't you do this much for me? And they say, and they go back to being who they are. And they say, yes, yes, yes. And they probably be able to do it for a day or two. Fourth day, they're back to who they are. And then we create a line and we say, you don't love me. Expectation is natural, right? We expect the AC to be working this evening here. So let's send a suggestion and let's see whether they are ready to change. Expectation is natural, right? 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 There's a sister who walked up to me after a program and she looked at me and she said, I watch your TV program. I said, huh? She said, it's good. I said, huh? And she said, but we are human beings. I said, huh? So expectation is natural. Because human beings means expectation is natural. And if expectation is natural, then when people don't meet up to my expectation, then what is natural? If people don't meet up to my expectation, then what is natural? Hurt is natural. And when hurt is natural, then blaming them for that pain becomes natural. And when I blame somebody for my pain, I cannot say, I love you. Not possible. At least not for those few minutes. When I'm saying, you are the cause of my pain. Let's take only this one line today. Expecting people to be the way we want them to be is natural. Is natural. How many of you know Sister Jenna? Huh. And you've always seen her in this beautiful white sari. And how many of you watched Awakening on television? And you've seen me in this beautiful white sari. And you know what? I came all the way from India to meet you. And I had only a small expectation. I thought you would all wear white to the program today. Really? I thought you would do this much for me and for Sister Jenna. And I'm so disappointed. Couldn't you do this much for me? I'm so hurt. So sweet, she says, next time. But I'm hurt today. You let me down. Couldn't you do this much for me? This is how we talk to people. This is how we talk to people. Is there anything wrong in me expecting that you would wear white and come for a Brahma Kumaris program? Anything wrong? Anything wrong with my expectation? And you chose to wear red, blue, green, black, but you didn't wear white. Couldn't you do this much for us? you don't love us. And you know what? Now I don't love you. This is our vocabulary. This is our vocabulary. This is how we think, we feel, and we radiate, because we expect people to be the way we want them to be. And then we stand in front of them like this and say, couldn't you do even this much for me? What did I ask you? Was it anything big? Just to choose a white dress of your wardrobe? Is that too much to ask from you? No. And people are going to look at us and say, sister, why didn't you wear white today? Why did you wear red? What was your thought before you wore red and black? Why didn't you feel like wearing white today? I want an answer. Obviously, we stand in front of people and we ask for answers. Why could you not do this much for me? You know why you all didn't wear white today? What do you think? Why didn't you wear white today? Anybody? Anyone? Very good. I didn't feel like... Very good. It was not necessary at all. Any other answer? Why didn't we wear white today? It was not? Very important answer. It was not told. Wear white and come. Beautiful. Any other answer? Why didn't you wear white? We don't have the? You were not ready to fulfill my expectation? Every answer is right. I didn't feel like wearing white. I did not know that I have to wear white. I did not know that you expect me to wear white. Most important is, I did not have white. Are all these answers right? Please, sure. Are all these answers right? Now, take a decision right now. Who is right? Are all these answers right? Or is my expectation right? And which means? And which means that my expectation was not right. Beautiful. Now bring out that entire list of expectations you have from people and come onto my side and say, our expectations are not right. My expectation was very small. Just wearing a white dress. The expectations we have from people. And if I am not allowed to have such a simple expectation of wearing a white dress, then please disallow yourself from having all those expectations you have from family and friends. Because it's not they, it's not they, it's my expectation which is the cause of my pain. And I can sit here, not just for an hour, for a lifetime with you and blame you for not having worn white and live in pain. And then I will request you, okay, at least now go and change and wear white. After me having cried and shouted and screamed and fought, at least now you change and wear white. And you look at me and say, And then I go on creating hurt and hurt and hurt. And the wound gets deeper and deeper and deeper. But every time I'm creating hurt, I'm not telling myself, I am creating this hurt. I'm saying, you hurt me and I will be fine only the day you wear white. Which can be never. And which means for me to be happy, and for me to be in harmony with you, maybe never. And now, who is the one who needs to change? You need to go and change and wear white? No. Then who needs to change? Good. So now come on to my side of the stage. and change your little expectations. It's only this expectation. And that's why when I was sitting there and reading this beautiful quote here, which says, to love means, to means to accept. Two words, expectation, acceptance, opposite. Which one of them is normal? I need to decide today. Expectation is normal or acceptance is normal? Because only one of them can be normal, the other one will be abnormal. Both cannot be normal. So Sister Jenna has put up a beautiful quote with us saying, acceptance is normal. Now what are you and me going to agree with? Which one is normal? Expectation or acceptance? Sure? Always or sometimes? The equation has to be right. The equation has to be right. When my mind believes something is normal, then my way of living is completely different. If I tell my mind expectation is normal because that's what I believed, that's what I was taught since I was. Everybody said, expectation is normal, and that's how I've grown up. And every time people are not my way, I will create hurt, I will blame them for my pain, I will continue to live in pain, and most important, then I will say, I cannot forgive them. Because they have not lived up to my expectations. They have done something which I just did not expect at all. Why is it that people are different from us? Why can't they just have the same way of thinking like us? Why can't our definitions of right and wrong be the same? Why are we so different? And it's not someone outside, it's my children. How many of you have children who are just like you? No. And that's the deepest realization. That the one to whom I say, my child has been with me from the instant they were born, is not like me. And I want my colleagues and my neighbors and my friends and strangers and I'm not going to take the other names, to be like what I feel is right. Possible? Is it possible? Why are people different? That's where spirituality gives the answer. And that's the most beautiful answer I liked when I came to the Brahma Kumaris. Because that gave answers to almost everything in life. And that was each one is a soul on a long journey. Energy, consciousness, being, the creator of every thought and feeling, this energy, which we can call soul, we can call it spirit, we can call it consciousness, light, point, word doesn't matter. It's the understanding which is important. I am this energy, which is right now in this dress, this costume. 45 years in this dress. Before this, another dress. Before that, another dress. And another dress. In every costume, different parents, different countries, different environments, different experiences, different recording on the soul. Which in Hindi is a very beautiful word. It's sanskar. Sanskar means who I am. The way of thinking, my habit of the way of thinking, being, behaving, my nature, my personality, my sanskar. Can any two souls have same sanskars? Sister, since how many years are you in this dress? This dress. How many years? 100 years in this dress. She doesn't want to tell her age. This is also a belief system. That's why I love to ask the sisters in the audience, because I want to see whether they're living by the old belief system. Because we feel that is my age. and I don't want to tell anyone my age. It's actually, I just don't want to tell anyone how old is this costume. A belief system. I don't know from where we picked it up. We pick up belief systems and we all start using them. How old am I? How old am I? 40, 50 years in this costume. It's like the dress which you are wearing. The shirt, the dress which you're wearing would be 2 months, 3 months. Somebody could have worn it today for the first time, so 1 day old. It's the age of the dress that I'm wearing. Second is the age of this dress, the body that I'm wearing. 40, 50, 60 years. Before this, 100 years in another dress, 100 years in another. Recording, 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 recording. 1,000, 2,000, 5,000 years. It's like a CD with so many songs. And now we are in this dress. And one day, two CDs got married. And how brother was sharing with us in the beginning that in India the wedding goes on for 5 days, but here he said the wedding doesn't last for 5 days. Why? Why are we saying this? Because when these two CDs get married, they are expecting that their song will exist on the other CD also. And then we look at them and we say, how can you be like this? And they look at me and they say, how can you be like this? And then I say, I just can't understand you. I also can't understand you. Now, starts a journey of trying to copy our song onto their CD. Become like me. And while we are doing this, in 1 or 2 years, a third CD comes to our house. And we thought it's going to be a blank CD. And most of us spend 9 months thinking what we will record on that CD. And I'm sure none of you got a blank CD. That CD comes full. Full because 100 years in the previous costume, 100 years in. This is who we are, soul on a journey. It's not my husband, my wife, my child. It's soul on a journey with past experiences. How can we look at them and say, how can you be like this? I expect you to have my song on your CD. This is unnatural. In fact, this is unfair to say this to anyone. A sister came to our center with her 5-year-old son. And she said, my son is brilliant. Whatever he reads, he can learn it up like this. I said, good, past sanskar. She said, but there's a problem. He fears water. And she said, I am a national level swimmer, and so is my husband. So obviously, my son, obviously, my son has to be a swimmer, and my son doesn't even go near to a swimming pool. And she said, last Sunday I prepared him the whole day and said, today 5 o'clock swimming. And he said, And when 5 o'clock, I took him to the swimming pool, he ran away. And she said, I got so angry, I held him, I gave him 2, and I threw him in the swimming pool. She said, how is it that everyone can swim and my child cannot swim? And I just looked at her direct and I said, do you know 6 years back there was a flood in that city? She said, huh? I said, this soul left the body in that flood. She just looked at me and she said, you can see all these things? I said, yes. Important was, in 30 seconds she shifted and she said, naturally he's not going to like water. Compassion. Understanding, empathy. 30 seconds before that she says, how can my son not like swimming? And just one understanding, soul has come with the past. We don't know what that soul has experienced, what has been recorded, what all they have seen in their many lives, not just one past life, but many past lives. And it's so easy to say, I expect you to swim because I'm a swimmer. And here we're talking only about swimming. We're not talking about deeper sanskars. But just that one understanding that this soul has come with the past helped her to shift from expectation to accepting, which doesn't mean that that child will never swim. No. It only means we will not criticize them for their existing sanskar. We will not ridicule them for who they are. We will not compare them with other people and say, look at this one, look at that one. No. We accept you, who you are, how you are. And my this love and respect for them will empower them and help them to create a new sanskar. But if we criticize them, if we compare them with others, then what are we doing to their power? What will happen to us if someone criticizes us for who we are? If someone ridicules us for who we are? If someone says, look at them, they can do it, they can do it, why can't you do it? And when I receive this energy, what's going to happen to my soul power? It's going to get depleted. And we deplete people and then ask them to change. What spirituality does is it empowers people and then watches them change. You don't have to ask them to change. You just have to empower them. And the only way to empower them is accept them as they are. And accept them means do not question who they are. Why are you like this? How can you be like this? They are like this because of their sanskars. We might find the sanskar wrong, but that sanskar is right for them. One person in a family could carry a sanskar of trust, and they trust people very easily. Another family member can carry a sanskar of doubt, and we're going to live together. Which one of the two is right, doubt or trust? Which one of the two is right, doubt or trust? Okay, the time of this program is 3:30. Some people walk in at 3 o'clock because they are punctual. Some people walk in at .330 because they are punctual. And some walk in at 3:45 because they are punctual. Which one is right? 3:30, 3:45. Can you see different sanskars on different CDs? Yes? Yes? Which one is right? 3:30, 3:45. Now the one who comes at 3 is going to look at the 3:45 and say, how can you come at 3:45? You're so weird, strange. How can you not come on time? And the one who comes at 3:45 looks with dignity at the 3 and says, you have nothing better to do, you reached your half an hour. How can you come at 3? And we reject each other's sanskars because we believe, I am right, you are wrong. And the other person there is going to say, I am right and you are wrong. And we radiate this energy of disrespect, you are wrong. And then we say, I love you. Yeah. And this is where spirituality gives all the answers. That each soul is carrying different sanskars. We can help people to change their sanskar if we feel it's not right for them, not if it's not right for me. Change if it's not right for you, not change because it's not right for me is completely two different things. But to be able to empower them to change, the only way will be not get disturbed when we see their sanskars in action. Acceptance. Acceptance. Bring on the screen of your mind one close family member and their one habit, which till today was troubling you. It irritates you. It could be a simple habit. It doesn't have to be anything big. Simple habit. And every time I saw that habit, I either got disturbed, I got hurt, or I got irritated, and I said, I am like this because of you. And now look at them again, soul on a journey, somewhere in the past, different situations, they created this habit. And now look at them with love and say, I accept this sanskar. And which means, from this moment onwards, I will not create an energy of disturbance when I see you using this sanskar. I accept this sanskar. Please say it to them. Okay, Ji. Easy? 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 No? No. Okay. No? Please stand. No? Please stand. Hanji, what's difficult? No, Abhito, we are not forgiving. We haven't reached forgiveness yet. Right now, we're just talking simple sanskars, simple habits, which was creating disturbance here. And today, I'm going to say to myself, you are with your habit, but I will not create disturbance. We're only reaching here. Possible? Possible? And which only means that your sanskar is yours. We are not even saying right, wrong, good, bad, but your sanskar is yours. And I have to work with 50 people in the day, and 50 people carrying different sanskars, and I have the power to work with everyone carrying different sanskars, but I will not keep getting disturbed with every sanskar which is different than mine. Possible? Possible? It's very simple. It's only a programming of the mind. It's only a programming of the mind. That I'm going to be there, live with them, work with them. With the understanding, their sanskar and my sanskar is different. Understanding that they have carried a past, and that is why they are carrying this sanskar. And today, the best gift that I can give to them is not radiate negative energy to them for their sanskar. And while I'm radiating that gift to them, the first person who's going to benefit is me. Because every time I'm judgmental about other people's sanskars, I'm depleting my energy. Why are you like this? Why are you like this? If it's only in the mind, we're not even saying it in words, it's only in the mind. We can sit across the TV screen and be judgmental about all the people on there. Why are you like this? Why are you like this? Why are you like this? Deplete soul power. As if they are going to change just because I'm thinking about them. They don't change, but there is one person who changes. There is one person who changes. And who is that one person? I, because I'm depleting energy. I'm reaffirming, I expect the world to be my way. And I'm reaffirming that I am going to get upset, angry or irritated when people are not my way. And which means I'm writing a destiny. What's the destiny I'm writing? Stress is natural, anger is natural, pain is natural. Separation is natural. Because if all this is natural, then moving away is natural. So I am writing that destiny. So simple, simple homework today. They are there. This is their sanskar. I will not get disturbed here because of their sanskar here. Simple? 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 And for that, what am I going to do is, every morning when I sit in my prayer or my meditation, I have to create one mantra for myself. I accept everyone as they are. What we're trying to do is we're trying to change the song on our CD, because my earlier song was, I expect people to be a certain way. Now we're writing a new song. What's the new song? I accept people as they are. Why should I accept people as they are? Because there's no other option. There's no other option. There's no other way to be happy. There's no other way to empower ourselves and them. There's no other way to create harmony. And there's no other way to create a beautiful world. And when we are doing that, we are actually empowering each other, and we can help people to change that sanskar. You know what happens is we look at people's sanskar and we think and talk only about that sanskar. Let's say a member in your family has a sanskar of anger. Okay, it's there. But you know what we say? He gets angry all the time. He has such a short temper. And other people, he's like this. Other person will say, he'll never change. He's always going to be like this. Blessing after blessing after blessing. And when we give such beautiful blessings to that soul, after 1 year, his anger is going to increase. And then we came to the Brahma Kumaris and we heard, I am a divine soul. I am a peaceful soul. There was no peace. There was all anger, stress and anxiety. And God said, get up every morning and say this to yourself, I am a peaceful soul. Initially, it was just saying. But gradually what started happening was the song on the CD started changing. And so the way to change others is by not thinking and talking about their existing sanskar, but think and talk about the song which you want to write on their CD. If someone is angry, look at them. Like sister said, Sister Jenna walked into her room and looked into her eyes. You know what she was doing that time? Do you want to know what she was doing that time? Do you know what she was doing that time? Because then you can go back and do that to anybody. She was not actually looking into her eyes. She was looking at her hair. It's just that these two are very close, so we feel we're looking into the eyes. She was looking at her here, and she was looking at her there and saying, you are a beautiful soul. She was not looking at her position, at her role, at who she is in the White House. No. So she was just looking at her and radiating a very pure, powerful blessing to her, saying, you are a beautiful soul. You are a divine soul. And when any soul starts receiving this energy of authentic respect, not respect for what they have acquired, which may be today, gone tomorrow. Chair today, gone tomorrow. But when they start receiving authentic respect for who they are and what not they have acquired, they will get connected. So if you see someone getting angry, look at them and create a thought. Beautiful, peaceful soul. Easy? Don't say it to them, only think. They are in no mood of listening to any blessings that time. But what we are doing, this is meditation, this is spirituality. Here is pain, anger, aggression, and here we are radiating vibrations of purity and peace. How many of you have seen the influence of your vibrations on animals? Pets, do they get influenced by our vibrations? Yes. How many of you have seen influence of vibration on plants? And so when we have seen the influence on plants and animals, what about the influence of vibrations on people? On people. But what is happening is, I see them in anger and I create a thought. What's the thought I create? What's the thought I create? You are an angry soul. And so what am I doing to that sanskar? I'm strengthening that sanskar by sending it the same energy what it already is. So when I see somebody in anger, I have to send them a vibration, peaceful soul, beautiful soul, divine soul. They won't know why they're starting feeling nice. But I have to do this every day. Every day. And gradually, they are not doing it, but we are creating a new song on their CD. We have that power. And while we are creating a new song on their CD, we are revising our song on the CD, I am a peaceful soul. Because I cannot create that thought for somebody else till I emerge it inside me. And so I protect myself, empower myself, empower them. Earlier it would be, I consume their pain, I get hurt, I blame them for the pain, and we move away. I get depleted, they get depleted. This is spirituality. Looking at everyone and then looking at the original divinity purity. And when we start doing that, then getting hurt. We cannot get hurt because we know that they are only playing their song. They are not doing anything wrong to us. How many of you have experienced when people are hurt because of your behavior? Anyone's experienced that? And you had no intention of hurting them. You had no intention of doing anything wrong. And they look at you and they say, you hurt me. And why did that happen? It's just that we did something which we felt is right, which was our natural self, but it did not match with their definition of right, and they created pain, and they said, you hurt me. Even if we create hurt, at least one shift that we have to create today is shift from saying, you hurt me, change, and say, I am creating this hurt. I am creating this hurt. Okay. Next question I ask myself, how long? Choose. 2 minutes? 2 hours? 2 days? Choice. At least I have the power. But if I say you hurt me, then it's going to be how long? Forever. Forever. And sometimes we look at people with a sulking face and we say sorry. Say sorry. And people are like, why should I say sorry? What have I done? Say sorry, otherwise I'll not talk to you. And just to get things back to normal, they'll say, okay, Baba, sorry. And tomorrow they will be the same. Because they didn't feel that anything about them was wrong. So next time I create pain because someone has not done things my way, I will only change this programming. You hurt me, no? You just did what you felt was right. It was not right for me. And now I am not happy. I am creating this pain. And how does the pain get created? The thoughts that I create about them. Let's say you have cooked a beautiful breakfast for your husband. And he's busy with his phone and his iPad. And he sits on the dining table, finishes the breakfast without even acknowledging what he has had. Hota hai aisa kabhi? Yes, does that happen? And you're waiting and waiting and waiting. Breakfast over. And then you ask him, how was it? He said, what was how? Was what? You said, the breakfast. Huh, good. It was nice. And he said, yeah, it was okay, but my mother made better than this. And he left for work. Now, one line. The stimulus was one line. How many lines does my mind speak after that? If he likes what his mother cooks, why doesn't he just go and have his breakfast there? Why was I standing in the kitchen from 6 o'clock in the morning? This is what happens. Nobody loves me in this house. No one respects me. I have given my life to them. The mind goes on, singing. And while you are talking all these things to yourself, a friend, a sister will call. And you know what my husband, she said, Choro yaar, all husbands are like this. finished. It reaffirms my belief system when somebody endorses my pain. And then I say, oh, and these are very trivial incidents. We're not talking big things in life. This is trivial incident where the other person has said only one line and the rest of the pages are filled by me. And I spend the next 8 hours filling all those pages. But while I'm filling the pages, I say, you hurt me, you hurt me, who hurt me? Who hurt me? Who hurt me? It is that every line that I spoke to myself which hurt me. Did I have a choice? Did I have a choice? Yes. What was the choice? What is something else that my mind could have spoken to me that morning? Hanji? This is the best that I could cook. Tomorrow I'll try better. Or maybe I can't try anything more than this. This is my best. Finished. Hanji? Important is other people say one line, we say the remaining 100. Not 100 actually, thousands. And now we need to only pause and check whether it is their line which created the hurt. Or it was this. And spirituality just tells me and teaches me to stop those wrong lines which I'm talking to myself. That's spirituality and that is meditation. Learning to love yourself before you can start loving other people. I can't love, I can't radiate love if I'm hurt inside. If I'm in pain inside, I can't love. I can't radiate, I'm radiating pain. So who hurt me? I. Beautiful. Power. This is power. Because the second power comes to me, now I will heal myself by having a nice little conversation with me. It was their perspective. It was their opinion. They were right from their perspective. And this is the best that I could have done. Om Shanti it is. Mind stops and gets back to work. And the mind understands that it's only two different perspectives. Now whether the equation is in trivial matters like this or if it's in slightly bigger issues in life where I say I cannot forgive them. Everything that's happening in our life today, everything that comes to us, everything that people behave with us is a consequence, again a spiritual law which we understand, is a consequence of our past karmic connection with them. Everyone we are meeting today, a soul-to-soul connection, most of them we are not meeting for the first time. We are meeting them probably for the first time in this costume. But we have met before. Different relationships, different experiences, different energy exchange, which we call a karmic connection, a karmic account. It's like you and me meet today, cup of coffee, and the conversation gets a little uncomfortable. An argument. And then we leave and go home. Next week, we meet again. What will be the energy of the second meeting? What will be the energy of the second meeting? It will be a carry forward of the first, a little discomfort. Second meeting is going to get a little more complex. Go home, come again, meet after a month. It's going to get even more complex. Unless in one of the meetings, one of the two says, it's okay, past, finished. This time I'm going to be nice to her. Meeting changed. This meeting changed and every subsequent meeting changed. But important is who's going to be that one who's going to say, it's okay, past. So one is a meeting after every week or month. One is a meeting which happens after every time we change a costume. The only difference is when we change a costume, we forget what happened in the last meeting. We've forgotten. And there they are, and we say, why are they doing this to me? What is their problem? Why don't they like me? It's something that we have done together in the past. Now, in this meeting, in this costume, I have a choice. Do I want to continue the energy of conflict? Or this time I'm ready to say, this was a consequence of the past. Present is my choice. Present is my choice. And I am going to radiate love and blessings and change the energy of this karmic account. Doesn't matter how ugly the past was. We pure, powerful souls have the power to change any karmic account, anything. But if we don't take personal responsibility, then we shift to saying that we can live only 5 days together and then we move away. It's only because we are not using our power. We are not using our power. So everything that's happening to us, let us remember it's a consequence of my past karma. What I am going to do today is going to be my present, and what I do today is going to write my destiny for the future. Past may not be a little interesting, but present is completely my choice. Completely my choice. And I'm not talking in small, trivial matters. Big issues. When we hold on to pain, hatred and hurt, we are not punishing them. We are punishing ourselves. And we are deepening that negative karmic account because it's going to be not only my this, but it's my future which is going to get affected. What does it mean to forgive? Which means I don't hold you responsible for my hurt. I understand that what happened was a consequence of our past karmic connection. And this time, I am going to take the responsibility of changing the energy of this karmic account. And which means you send me what you want to send, I will send who I am, the pure divine being, love and blessings. Is it possible to be nice, to think nice, feel nice, be nice to someone who's not been so nice to us? Possible? 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 Spirituality says, whatever you want, only give. And what you give, what you radiate, is what you experience. You will experience it while you are giving it, and you will get it on the return, because law of karma is a spiritual law. Like law of gravity is always working, we cannot go against the law of gravity. Similarly, we cannot go against the law of karma. It's a spiritual law. That is a scientific law. This is a spiritual law. That whatever I create, I radiate, same energy comes back. Give only that, what we want to experience while we're giving out, and what we want to experience when we get it back. A couple came to our center a few days back. They lost their 15-year-old son. He was kidnapped by a friend. And it's been a year. And the husband says, I wake up every night and I'm so troubled. I'm so much in pain. I was not able to save my son. And he saw the CCTV footage of his son in the last 10 minutes where the son was pleading to the father, come and save me. This is pain which is beyond our imagination. We cannot imagine what pain can be like. And there is a legal case going on, obviously. And the mother said, every time I see that man there in court, I feel like, you know? And now all of us are going to say, it's natural. It's natural. And then when she started understanding the spiritual laws and all the principles why this happened, and she just sat with us one day and she said, this was a karmic account of all of us, right? I said, yes. She said, my son, me, my husband, and the person who's done it. It's a karmic account of all of us. Yes. She said, what to do now? I said, stop thinking about the person who's done it because you are very strongly connected to him with negative energy. Hatred. Hatred is also a very strong karmic account. And then she said, but he did this to us is a consequence of our past. Yes. Important is, do I want to continue a karmic connection with this soul? Do we want to? No. And if we don't want to continue the karmic connection, what will we have to do? What will we have to do? So that we never meet again, so that we never think of each other again, and so that we never ever come into this wrong karmic account again. What do we have to do? We have to stop that energy exchange going on between the two souls. And the only way to do that is bring them before you in your meditation every morning and say, first, I understand that whatever you did is a consequence of some past karmic account that we had. Now I understand. But from today, I am not going to radiate anything. Any pain, any negativity, any hatred, no, because I'm ending this karmic account here. Past is past, it's over. And connect to that ocean of love and send energy of healing to that soul, because that's the only way to heal myself. That's the only way to change a karmic account. Otherwise, more and more and more hatred. What's going to happen to that karmic account? Very complicated. Very complicated. Use the power of the mind to communicate with people. Send them very strong messages. Send them strong messages and tell them, past is past, it's over. It's over. And from today, a new karmic account. And this is where meditation gives us the power to be able to do this in a very natural way. The law of the country will take care of that person. The law of the karma will also take care of that person. But what have we done? We have disconnected ourselves from that karmic account. And this is needed. This is needed. Otherwise, we are going to get entangled with hatred, pain, fear, insecurity. Ready to forgive? Ready to forgive? Yes. Who are we forgiving? Whom are we forgiving? There is no concept of forgiving somebody else. We can only forgive ourselves from the pain that we were creating by those repeated negative thoughts that we were talking to ourselves. A little practice of meditation daily. Because when we go out from this hall, we are going to go into an energy field which is different from what it is in this hall. Yeah. These are our collective vibrations. And now, 1,000 minds here sitting are saying, yes, I create the hurt. Yes, acceptance is natural. Yes, forgiveness is simple. 1,000 minds, so we have that energy field. Open the door. Open the door. And we are going to walk into an energy field which says, expectation is natural, they hurt me, how can I forgive them? Yes, we are living in that energy field. And that's why the Brahma Kumaris have so many centers all over the world and in every city. Why? So that I, the soul, get at least half an hour daily to walk into an energy field which is pure and divine and empowering. And when I walk into that energy field every morning for an hour, I raise my frequency. And then I go out into the world, which is a slightly lower frequency. But I have raised my frequency early morning, and then I become instrument that whoever I meet, what will happen to their frequency? You remember in science we used to do in school that tuning fork? What did that tuning fork do? Take the frequency, higher frequency, put it near a tuning fork which is silent, and very soon that second tuning fork also starts vibrating. So when early in the morning we raise our frequency and we walk out, everyone we meet, what will happen to them? Their frequency starts raising, and very soon we've created a different world. And that's why the slogan of the Brahma Kumaris is, when we change, the world changes. Our world could be our family, our workplace, our city, and the planet. We have the power to raise the frequency of the world just by raising our frequency. But if we are going to criticize the world, complain about the world, then we are lowering our frequency to their frequency, and collectively we're creating a low frequency. Are you ready to create the beautiful world? Ready? Yeah? Are you going to wait for a new world, or are you going to create the new world? Because everyone seems to wait. Things will change. People will change. So and so will change, and then the world will change. And he tells us, when you change, your world will change. So ready to create that world? When you came into the hall, you were given a leaflet which has a lot of programs which are lined up for you in the next month or two. Meditation, follow-up courses, where we take out that hour and come to the center, and where sisters are there having created that high energy for us, and we learn that meditation. I think the next one is 10th of July, right? 10th of July. Take out that hour to connect to him, to raise our frequency. And when we do it, we are ready to change the world. Let's sit again in silence. And we are going to settle one karmic account today. And today we're going to do a little softer, a little small experiment. When we walk out of this hall, next 20 minutes would be in silence. 20 minutes to check our list of expectations which were causing pain and shifting to acceptance. 20 minutes to check, am I creating a negative thought, word or behavior for any soul and creating an unhealthy karmic account? 20 minutes for me to check, is there anyone whom I'm holding responsible for my pain? And to check which karmic account I'm ready to change today. So we will walk out in silence, drive home in silence, and we will carry this vibration with us home. I, the being, the creator of every thought, feeling, word and behavior, it's I, that energy. I am the master. I am the creator. And I have a choice. have been on a long journey. Different costumes, different karmic accounts. Many were beautiful, and they're all with me today. My family, my friends, beautiful karmic accounts. But there is one that I need to change. Bring them on the screen of your mind. Look at them and understand them. They are carrying a different sanskar. They are carrying a different sanskar. What they did was a consequence of our past interaction. Past is past, over, full stop. Past is past, it's over. From today, a new karmic account. I am a divine being. I am a divine being. Child of the Supreme Being, my Father, the ocean of love and purity. I'm his child. And love and purity is my nature. Look at that soul and say to them, from today and from this moment, love and blessings is all that I radiate to you. Love and blessings is all that I radiate to you. New karmic account, new destiny. I am a divine being. My every thought, word and behavior, pure. My choice. I accept everyone as they are. I accept everyone as they are. I am God's angel, radiating love and happiness to every soul I meet. I am his angel. Everyone is looking for angels. I am that angel.